Okay, we're back in session. If I may, I think we're on number item number 10, appoint search committee for a position of general manager.
Okay, do we want to form an ad hoc committee for that, for a general manager position? Probably.
What'd you say,
Nancy?
Is that the quickest way?
The ad hoc committee.
Is an ad hoc committee the quickest way?
Yeah, it would seem to me that there wouldn't be much overlap with the other ad hoc committee. This one is really more internal. What is it that you want to recommend to your full board as to the process for retaining your own general manager?
Okay. So if the board is okay with it, I would like to be on the ad hoc committee for the search for general manager. And
I'd like to be on there too.
Okay. And are we able to advertise right now? Do we need to make a decision to advertise for a general manager, like in the newspaper or online, or how?
My suggestion would be for the committee to meet and then to make a recommendation to the board as to what the process would be. Normally, there would be some sort of criteria that would be part, description, what the criteria is. And when the deadline for applications are, that kind of thing.
Okay, somebody you want to make a motion for the ad hoc committee? We're gonna postpone the questions until after we're done with the.
But what I would suggest in order to make this an orderly meeting, a couple of things that I've noticed. One is, might want to have board discussion of an item first, and then if you want to take public comment after the board has had a discussion, that would be appropriate. That way it narrows it down to the actual agenda item that's being discussed. And then also, I know we just have one microphone, but if you could
not have the side conversation.
Right.
So the public can hear all of what's going on.
Okay.
Are you finished with your board discussion on this item?
Yeah, I think so. We're just going to. Oh, right. Okay, sorry about that. Go ahead.
My only public comment was I heard earlier that one of the services that could be purchased from the county is an interim manager. The ad hoc committee's going to be talking about most of all that stuff anyhow. Shouldn't they need to be on that next agenda?
Yeah, in my view, what would be discussed by the ad hoc committee will be interim services until the general manager is retained by the board. So I don't see any overlap there. This will be the district's hire. This will be the district's employee, aside from what the county relationship with the county will be.
What you're saying is that part of the package that we understood would be happening by the ad hoc committee will be interim district manager.
Someone to perform the function.
Yeah.
The county will perform that function.
So that's pre general manager. This is all how to get to your general manager.
Right.
Okay. Wait a second. Hold on.
No. I need to clarify that now. So we're the ad hoc committee is investigating interim services, meaning the same employees that have been here before. They would not be functioning as an interim general manager, though.
The county contract. I should follow with the council's advice. That's always a problem for me. The county contract can be tailored to do what you need. The two employees perform localized functions.
Right.
They take care of the parks, they do whatever. But the county also provides for you accounting. They provide other administrative support. They can have that, whoever that person is, perform some of the functions for the general manager, helping you put together the agenda, making sure that things are set up, distributing board agenda items. That can be part of it. That's what I'm talking about from an interim position. The other committee will decide what the job description you are comfortable with to perform the statutory function of your general manager, and how the pay scale is going to be, where you're going to advertise it online, in the newspaper, whatever.
Got
it. So there are two distinct.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question about the general manager position. I understand it will be a part-time position, and I understand you all are going to develop what the scope of that position will be, because you don't quite know quite yet. Does the board at this point have any idea about what the budget will be for this particular position?
Yeah, it's in the proposed budget.
I think we should figure out something procedurally right now, just because we're not walking out there to the audience with a microphone and we need to get their comments on the recording. So would you like to have people from the audience who are asking questions come up and use a microphone? They can use that one or ours. And then we can... I agree. I think that would be a good spot. Is that okay with everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. So please, it would be great if you could speak into the microphone over there with your question, and just come on up if you have a question at the end of our discussion. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. My question was, my understanding is that the general manager will be a part-time position, and that you all, the board, whether it's an ad hoc committee or the board in total, is going to come up with the scope of the services to be rendered by this part-time general manager. And then my question was whether there's a projected budget for this part-time general manager. Yeah, there is a proposed. Yeah.
31,608.
So I was going to make a motion, unless there is any other discussion. All right, I want to move to create an ad hoc committee consisting of Natalie and Wes to recommend the process and criteria for applications for our position of general manager.
I second that.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed? Okay, the motion is carried. All right, so the next item is contract for interim insurance for the district. So it seems like we need another ad hoc committee for that.
Are we currently insured?
Yes.
Well, I think that you can, I don't want to speak for Steve, but Steve can contact the Special District Risk Management Authority, which is the independent special districts group that provides for liability and other insurance, and get interim insurance for you. And that could be a direction to evaluate. Your budget includes the payment for liability and other types of insurance in it. It's billed quarterly. I know that because LAFCO is insured through SDRMA.
Okay. Do we want to add that to the maybe that meeting that we're having on Monday, that we could?
It has nothing to do with the Special Districts Department.
Oh, okay.
The Special Districts Risk Management Authority is based in Sacramento. And it has its own board of directors that are from independent special districts.
Okay.
Well, I think if I understand what Kathy's saying is, I can get the information and bring that back to the board. SDRMA, SDRMA typically is the provider. So yeah, I could obtain that information, unless the board member already had.
We have the information here. Okay. For anyone in the public that would like to look at it, but we do need to, if you could, Steve, take that on to investigate a temporary
Okay, I'm sorry. So you already have the information?
We have the information. We need to actually retain the interim or temporary for right now, today.
You need to contact them in order to get a policy.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, especially with the 4th of July event and with the Mountaineer Days events, if there, you know, God forbid there be somebody get hurt at the park, then there would be exposure there. So, yes.
And for everyone in the audience, it was always our understanding that was not something we could do until today, and that is why we have not gotten it. But we do have the information, and we do need to get it as soon as possible, like today or tomorrow, Monday.
I'm sorry, I haven't seen the information. What information do you have, and then what information do you still need to get?
We need to get a quote.
Oh, okay.
And we need to purchase it.
Okay. All right, then we'll bring that back and get that to the board.
On Monday. Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, Monday.
I'm sorry. There is one thing that was missing from the agenda, and I apologize I didn't notice, but I think it could fit under here, which was the membership in the Special Districts Association. What is it called? CSDA?
California Special Districts.
There you go.
In order to get the insurance, you
can
be a member.
Great. So could we add
that
here?
No. We'll put it on the agenda for Monday.
Okay. Great.
Excuse me. Does this mean that we are self-insured
for a short period?
And that means that the whole community is liable?
No.
Okay. Who's liable if there's a lawsuit?
Well, the CSD is liable.
And that's the whole community, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So jointly and separately, the whole community is held liable.
No, not jointly. So, I mean, you could not be sued in your individual capacity for anything that happens on the park, that's for sure. The district would have to provide, in the event that something were to happen, the district would provide the defense, and then ultimately if there was any liability that was found, then the district would be responsible. There would be no individuals that would be subject to that judgment.
Hey, we got to get to the mic.
Could you go to the mic?
When it comes to insurance, are they able to vote on it now to purchase it, regardless of what it costs, so that we are insured and effective today? Or is it something that we shouldn't even be using the facility should something happen?
Does policy call for the board? If the board wants to go ahead and authorize it, not having a quote, that's certainly within your prerogative. It's agendized that way, but that's a board call.
But if we're authorizing it today, the agency we haven't gotten a quote or a policy yet, so it's still not going to be covering us for the weekend, or am I missing something?
No, you're not missing anything.
Okay.
Correct.
I'm sorry, it's so hard to share, Mike. It would be my opinion that we would go forward and make a motion to purchase that insurance. If it's on a quarterly basis, I believe that we can purchase it on a quarterly basis. We can review at the end of the quarter if we think it's financially unfeasible for our budget. But it is the insurance provider that I think that most special districts use. So I don't think that we're running a risk there by approving that today.
I agree.
If we're not insured, should we close the skate park until we have insurance?
I don't know how many. That's a great question.
And how would
we haven't had any?
I don't know how we close the skate park.
Okay. So the community building, I know because I use this facility every 2 weeks and have for about 6 years.
Any group that uses this facility is required to carry their own insurance. I carry $1 million insurance policy for the Tri-Community Co-op that I run. So for this facility, individual groups should have their own insurance that would kick in long before the county would be called on for that. The skate park, I did want to ask, Alex, how would you envision, because that to me seems like the most likely place where there would be accidents, but I didn't notice anybody's ever even read the rules and regulations that the county posted there that says no scooters. I'm not sure how we would effectively communicate, enforce it.
Yellow caution tape around. I don't know. I mean,
okay, noted.
I don't know how many accidents there are in the park. I don't know. We don't use it. It's just a thought that they, you know, things that they'll help themselves.
Yeah, Stephanie, do you know about that?
Yeah.
We have never been informed of any claims for the skate park. I believe that we would know, and when I say we, a former member of the MAC, none has been reported to us. That doesn't mean that we should take the risk. So I think that is still a board discussion of whether or not we want to close it temporarily. But I do want to say, children, walk over yellow tape. I mean, at least the suggestion is there. Yes, the idea and suggestion is there that it is closed. And I don't think it is detrimental for us to close it for 2 days. And if you believe otherwise, please say so.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to make sure that everybody understands. I don't have a background in this, but I have some background, and maybe Steve is the one that can speak to this in terms of, you know, as a public entity, there are certain immunities that we have, and so it's not like a private person inviting someone over to your house, and if they trip and fall, they can sue you and you have all this liability. So, you know, just so that everybody understands, and again, I'm going to turn it over to Steve, and he can speak to this as to what risk we really have by keeping the parks open, because the idea of closing parks and closing the building might be more trouble than it's worth, in my sort of opinion. So I'll turn it over to him to speak to that, but I just want to get that out there.
Well, thank you. actually, that's a very good point. There are some immunities that would apply, especially on a skate park situation. There's a certain level of assumption of the risk that takes place with that activity in particular. However, the immunities are not so ironclad that you wouldn't want to have insurance. And so I certainly recommend, I strongly recommend that this be something that the board take action on as quickly as possible. Whether you want to go ahead, the board wants to take action with approval now, authorizing the president to execute a contract of insurance with SDRMA sight unseen, or whether if that's something that you want to bring the actual contract back to the board as soon as possible. That to me is really the only issue. You're going to need insurance, and that's just an absolute fact. So it's a matter of whether how you want to accomplish that.
Is there anybody else that wanted to discuss this? Otherwise, I'll make a motion. Unless
no,
somebody else.
No.
Okay. Oh.
Come to the.
No. From what I heard, my understanding is you could execute a rather extremely short-term insurance policy. Am I correct in that? Or you? Or that's what that seems to be the gist of your proposal.
So, if I were to make a motion, I would say that I would approve that for the president to go out and contract insurance on a short-term basis, if possible. If not, we review it on Monday. So.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now that I understand that, I would have to say, yes, I agree completely. I mean, basically, what's going to happen? You might, later on, after executing, let's say, this 3-month, just to pull a number out of the air, policy, discover that you could have saved 7% somewhere else. Okay, versus something does happen while a committee is off trying to figure out what's the best insurance, policy to get, and what are the consequences of that? I want to kind of pick up on Hank's question, which, quite frankly, I don't think was quite adequately answered, because, okay, hypothetical. Something does happen at the skate park, or something happens not nearby with some tourist visitor from down below or what have you, gets hurt. Okay, technically, I believe the legal status is, okay, it's the district. It's, you guys, it's Cyril's zone that is legally responsible. He's not, Hank is not, and I am not on the hook as a defendant in the lawsuit. But in fact, if they run that claim, what happens? Every last one of us is going to have to pay in an assessment to cover what CSD owes on that successful claim. I don't want to run that risk. I'd much rather see us have insurance now.
Can you please comment? We can't be assessed.
No, that's absolutely not correct. There would be no assessment to pay off the judgment. Billion other remedies that would take effect before an assessment would be could potentially be levied. So that's not an option. I don't think that's anything to worry about.
I was going to make a motion, but I want to make sure I get the wording correctly. The agency through which it was the SCRMA, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I move to authorize our President West to immediately contract for insurance through SCRMA on a quarterly basis.
I would revise that just to say, if you can't do it on a quarterly basis, to investigate whether you can do it on a quarterly basis, and if you can't, then we table it till Monday, right? That's the next opportunity for us to vote on it as a group. And then we can vote on it for an entire year policy. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Having a little bit of experience, that's okay.
You gotta go to the mic.
Yeah.
He can't contract the insurance today anyway, right?
Right. I mean, tomorrow morning, so, or Monday morning was what I was thinking.
Yeah. The only thing you can do on a quarterly basis is pay it on a quarterly basis. It's an annual contract.
I mean, you can cancel it.
Yes, you can.
Like an insurance.
Right.
You can cancel it.
Okay. So the motion was not seconded, so I can withdraw and restate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you still want...
Or you can make the motion,
But do you still want to wait till Monday if that's true that it can't...
Yeah,
so
they're
if you
not,
can't
they're
it on
they're
the
not open
day.
Today or tonight.
So
right?
I
think what we're doing here is enabling you to go out on Monday morning at 8 a.m. and purchase an insurance policy that would cover us starting at 8 a.m. on Monday morning, which is, you know,
the soonest
and probably the best situation.
But even if it's a year contract, right?
We want to give you the ability to review it, and if it's something we can't afford, which I don't anticipate, but if it's something we can't afford, be able to decide no, right? I mean, maybe I'm making this too broad. So...
No, no, that actually works.
That works better.
Yeah, I think you authorize the board president to exercise the discretion and exercise in entering into that contract. We'll agendize it for Monday, so it'll be part of the Monday agenda. We could take it off if there's no action needed, and we could put it on, and then or the board can discuss it. But the board could authorize the board president to go ahead and do that, but we'll still agendize it for Monday.
It would be the board's opinion that it would have to be some very extenuating circumstance that would prevent him from contracting insurance on Monday, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does that make it easier?
So now I'm going to restate.
Yeah.
Or Director Carroll can make that a motion, and then okay, and you could just second it, Director Schneider.
That is my motion.
I second that.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, motion carried. Okay, next agenda item is legal counsel.
Steve?
I don't know what this one's about. In the event that the board wishes to retain legal counsel, it's not a legal requirement, but this is, item is on the agenda for the board to entertain whether to retain legal counsel to provide services for the district.
Okay. I think we want to, Steve has been great. I know he does the, want to go to the mic?
We're discussing first and then public.
We're not going
to. Then let us go first. Yeah. So, I mean, Steve has been terrific. He's done a lot of work for Zero. He does the legal for Phelan, been in the LCSD for Hellendale, and also Crestline, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. I just think he's great, and I would like to retain him.
We do like you. do you happen to provide Wes with your rate, just so we know what
the... It's a $125 an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he came highly recommended from the other CSDs based on not only his competence, but his rate. So, and thank you so much for helping us.
Sure, no problem. It's been my pleasure assisting the district and to get to this point. Whatever the board decides is fine. It's been a pleasure working with the board up to this point, and look forward to all the great things that you're going to do in the future.
When do your billable hours start?
Yeah. this is pro bono, right?
Well, and that's the reason that it's on the agenda, is because at our meeting several months ago, you said that you were willing to help us in the interim, you know, pro bono, and until such point that we would hire legal counsel. So out of respect for the amount of hours you have given us, it seemed like we should be discussing it at this time. I don't have a recommendation. That said, I wanted to gather more information here. But.
Just in general terms, so as a new board of directors, as you have now been confronted with the issues that you will be discussing on a routine basis probably every 2 weeks, for at least the next 6 months, the lack of legal counsel we have had in San Bernardino County, we have had some new boards that have foregone that to their peril. And I just say that as a cautionary tale.
You're about
one. I definitely feel like we need to maintain access to these knowledge and right. guidance and such.
Yeah.
I agree.
Are we okay to take
public comment?
Yeah.
I belong to several organizations that retain legal counsel, and many of them do not do it on a full-time basis. And like you were saying, maybe Steve was here for the meetings. So what I'm saying is that maybe you should specify, and we can always revise it as time goes along, but specify the limits that you want him, to be on call, or to be at our regular scheduling meetings. So those are things you need to think about.
Yeah, that's actually a very good point. That I'm certainly not recommending that you hire anyone in-house. That's
great.
But as far as a relationship, my relationship with my clients go, it's always as needed. And I don't always attend every board meeting for my clients. It's only as requested. So any services that you would request would only be, that's all that I would perform. Sometimes I attend meetings telephonically. That is permitted, so that way you're not being billed for travel time as well as time that at meetings in which legal involvement is not necessary. One thing I do is, you do need to know is if one of the things under the Brown Act is you are permitted to have closed sessions for very limited reasons, and sometimes those involve litigation, and so you will need to have legal counsel in closed session if the issues in closed session involve litigation. But aside from that, I've been practicing in this area for 28 years, and public agency representation is about 95% of what I do, and local agency representation. And I've been involved with the transition with Hallandale, with Phelan Pinyon Hills, and with Crestline. And I've had the opportunity to work with Kathy. She's amazing. And you're very fortunate that she's still with us to be able to help us, to help through this. So, she's a gem of a person. Anyways, but it's completely the board's call as to what direction you want to go with retaining legal counsel.
Just to answer that, just if you could clarify, my understanding is that
can you please get the microphone up? Sorry.
My understanding in terms of closed sessions with counsel, it's not just litigation, it's any anticipated litigation. Would that be correct? And then also, there's a deliberative process exemption in terms of, sort of private board meetings, if you will.
Well, litigation under the Brown Act involves not only existing litigation, but anticipated litigation. And within anticipated litigation, there's two subsets of initiation of litigation and exposure litigation. All three of those would require attorney to be present in closed session. Deliberative process is not a closed session, is not a grounds for closed session. That's grounds for protection of the attorney-client privilege. But it's not, you can't go into closed session for deliberative process. Under the Brown Act, there's very limited exceptions, real estate negotiations, labor negotiations. You may want to go into closed session to appoint your general manager, to have that discussion about appointing your general manager. That's appropriate. You don't necessarily need legal counsel for those things, for real property negotiations, for labor negotiations, those kind of things. Litigation, whether it's initiation, exposure, or existing litigation, you will need legal counsel for. My understanding, though, is currently there are no items of litigation involving the district.
That's good.
But we'll know after this weekend.
Someone
I have made several motions this week.
Getting very good.
We'll try to go a little faster. So I would like to make the motion to I would like to make the motion to retain Steve Kennedy as our legal counsel as needed at the hourly rate of $125 or as negotiated per contract.
I will second that motion.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you,
one person out there.
No gas.
You know, we feel left out. We're not allowed to vote. Come on, begins now. Wrap it up with the
no longer volunteer.
I saw him looking at his watch.
No, this one's on me.
Okay, next item is accounting firm. So this seems like an ad hoc committee again to research an accounting firm.
I think we could table that, right? Can't,
so
yeah.
We have a DM?
Do
we
want
yeah, that's
do
a good
we
idea.
Have a
general?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question.
You gotta use the mic.
No, I don't. Guys,
you won't be on the recording. Okay.
Is there any restriction to using local talent? We have two CPAs in town.
I wouldn't think so.
Okay, good.
You can do an RFP to get bids to perform the service locally and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
So they will open that up, seek proposals, and then decide on their proposals.
So Steve, how do we table this, or do we just say
table this?
Do we need to make a motion to table it? Or
you can make a motion to table, or the board president can exercise discretion.
Okay, I move that we table the accounting firm.
You can just do it. It's president.
Okay, next item, discussion of possible action to establish an alternative depository of district funds in place of the county treasury.
All right, this is an interesting item. I know you received some money from the county, $14,000. And so I do want to run through with you some kind of quirky language in the CSD Act about a depository of funds. So the way the CSD law states is that the county treasury is your depository of funds unless the board by resolution establishes an alternative depository. In order to establish an alternative depository, you have to have a district treasurer. A board member cannot be a district treasurer, cannot be either a general manager or the district treasurer. So you do not, at this point, have a district treasurer, which means you cannot establish an alternative depository yet. So typically what happens is the district treasurer is the same. When you retain your general manager, then that person, you will appoint that person as your district treasurer.
Okay.
And then at that point, once you've done those two things, we can bring back a resolution where you establish an alternative depository.
Okay.
And that will also talk about the check writing protocol and all of that.
Okay, so I just table this.
Yeah. Until the appointment.
So I don't know what you want to do with those checks.
That's my
question.
I don't think we can open a bank account, right?
Yes, you can.
We can?
And you can establish a petty cash fund.
Okay.
But you will need to come back with some procedures for how to handle that.
Yeah.
So
what, we appoint somebody to go and open the account and deposit?
The only person that would be allowed to sign onto that would be the president and vice president.
Okay.
So that would be who would go. You would need to take with you a copy of your certificate of completion showing your formation and your checks.
Okay.
And establish the two signature process. But the other use of those funds, you'll deposit the money, but you'll establish your policies on how to use it. That will come.
Yeah.
Okay. So do we need to make a motion to authorize this?
Well, what's the board's wishes as far as which bank to deposit the money? Sometimes that's an issue.
Do you have one bank locally?
We have one. Right.
One.
Okay. All right. Because do you not have people who pay to use your facility so that you're going to be receiving funds?
Oh, sorry. See, you holding it. It wasn't my fault.
It's my fault, yeah.
For your petty cash fund, if you authorize that, then you can deposit what you receive there in the interim until you get a little further on in this process. So you need some place to put your money. Who's going to safeguard the $14,000 checks? Because they are responsible for that. So, you know, and they're made out to the Wrightwood Community Services District. So you need to establish account.
We should use a local bank, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
I have a question about the signing. You mentioned that Wes, the president, was the only person that could sign the checks.
No, that's not what I said. It's a two-person. Two people.
I couldn't hear you because you didn't have a mic.
Okay. See, and you don't use the mic either. So we're both in this together.
They're going to need a copy of today's minutes to be able to establish that.
Yeah, right.
They'll need the motion, but what they're far more concerned with is the legal document that created them. We have to provide the recorded copy, and I believe you have a copy of the recorded copy of the certificate of completion establishing the effective date for the formation is July 1 and identifying
identify.
Yeah. Wes, can I make a
comment? I believe the two signatories are Wes and I as of now, and then when the general manager is hired, then the general manager and then Wes would be
typically
the signer.
Okay. But then you'll have to go, and as soon as you hire the person, you'll have to go and to the bank and change all of those signature cards and all that other stuff.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make it clear, it's not a good idea to have two board members as the signer. You know, it's usually the general manager because,
right.
Yeah, so.
Maybe could you clarify one thing? Wes being the president, he just made a motion on the last proposal. Isn't it out of order as far as Robert's rule is concerned that the president doesn't make motions?
The president can make motions.
Can't make
motions. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Well, somebody want to make some. So we need a motion on this, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
On the.
Establish a making out.
The count. I know.
You want to make the motion, Josh?
I make a motion that President Zuber and Vice President Carroll go to Desert Community Bank, Desert, on Monday and establish a bank account, a petty cash bank account to start so we can deposit checks.
And pay the insurance.
And pay the insurance.
You want a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Is it working?
Yep. It's working. All those opposed? All right. The motion is carried.
Okay.
All right. The next agenda item is retaining current support staff.
We already did that.
Oh. We could go. Okay, right. I X that out. Didn't see it. All right, next one is solid waste contract, which expires on June 30th. It already did expire.
Yes. So it expired yesterday, but it is an evergreen contract, so it renewed today, and I believe that we can negotiate the contract at any time, I believe. But what we'll have to do is make a change, I guess, to the contract, ratify the contract, so it's in the name of the Wrightwood CSD. Is that correct?
I'm not sure what contract you're talking about.
CR.
The franchise agreement?
Mm-hmm. Okay. On the franchise agreement, I think, since you have solid waste services, you simply need to negotiate the franchise agreement in your name.
Okay.
So, when I thought the solid waste contract was a contract with the county for the dump cart. That's not that. Okay.
I have a question. I have a question to that. Now, if it goes into a new contract today, the dollars, the $60,000 that are the licensing fees that we'll be receiving from CRNR, is that will we be getting that now, or is that the end of the year? I haven't looked at the contract yet. You know, the franchise fees?
I thought it was August, but I'm not entirely sure.
So we might get some, a little bit of money from CRNR.
You should get some, but now that you're here, you should immediately contact CRNR and the County Solid Waste Management Division and have the agreement in your name, the franchise agreement.
And that CRNR has the area for solid waste in San Bernardino County, and then for residential purposes in LA County. So you need to square that all away.
I'm just looking for money.
You have two mics now. How did that happen?
Somebody brought up a battery.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yes. She got us back.
So there are two parts. We need to rewrite that agreement with our district. And we need to figure out the timeline for receiving the funds from the franchisee. Yeah. So I'm going to make a motion that Natalie and I need to think before I make motions. Natalie, I know that you need to be on that committee. We need one other person to create an ad hoc committee, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So is there another person that would like to be?
You want to do it?
I can do this one.
I'm on.
Can I ask the board?
I'll do it.
Okay. So I'm going to make a motion that Wes and Natalie contact the R&R tomorrow, or at your earliest convenience, to rewrite that contract to basically keep it as it stands, but rewrite our name as the...
Well, technically, the certificate of completion said that that's what was happening,
mm-hmm.
because franchise agreements and utility providers are identified, and they have a minimum of 90 days to acknowledge it. You need to contact CR&R. You are in existence. You are the board of directors to get the franchises agreement transferred to you.
Mm-hmm.
So your motion would be that Natalie and Wes meet as soon as possible with CR&R to update the franchise agreement for the area of the CSD, service area of the CSD.
Yeah.
That is my motion.
I second that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Now, can I just make a comment on that? I'm so sorry. I just wanted, because I couldn't do it during the motion, I just need that.
So my comment is just that you also need to figure out when those fees are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
That was the second part, but it's not part of the motion.
Yeah.
The motion carried, right?
All those opposed? The motion carries.
Who was the second? I'm sorry.
Michelle. Okay, next item is the L.A. County dump cart fee process.
L.A. County?
L.A. County.
All 20 houses. That are in LA County.
What about it yours? It needs to be both. It's for one. It's the dump cart.
It's the dump cart for the entire area of the CSD. You can't distinguish between Los Angeles and San Bernardino any longer. So you are negotiating your contract for the dump cart with County Solid Waste Management to continue that under your operation. And you need to do that so that you file in time, which is August 8th, 10th, so that it goes on the tax rolls in both San Bernardino and Los Angeles County.
So these are all one item then?
Yes. They are, well, the franchise, yes.
Yeah.
The franchise agreement is for residential solid waste for Los Angeles and whatever it is here. The dump card is for the CSD as a whole, and the county administered that. It's the county's, I don't know what the name of it is, offhand. But it's for everyone within your boundaries. And you, just as Phelan and Hallandale have contracted with the county to continue to allow the dump cards, you need the authorization to move forward to negotiate that same contract for your area to continue to receive the dump card. So you need to direct some.
I think a little bit of the confusion is in regard to the whole LA County side. As I recall, during this whole process leading up to the election, the discussion was that the San Bernardino County residents would continue as is, but LA County, because we don't get funds from LA County, that they had the option of buying a dump card. Is that is that not correct?
No, like, the notices that
I don't care. I'm just trying to clarify.
The notices that went out for the protest process, as well as the commission hearing, clearly identified that everyone inside the CSD would receive that special tax. It was an extension of an existing tax transferring through the formations to the CSD. And we, LAFCO, notified everyone, every landowner on the LA County side. We notified every landowner in the San Bernardino side.
So they will get a dump card even though their
yes.
taxes are still going to LA County?
Yes.
Okay, that's all. I don't even live on that side. I don't care.
Yeah.
It was my understanding that LA County said they were not going to assess any property owner for duck fees for the Cadillac, like the $85, and send it back to us. So what has changed?
I don't know. L.A. County never said that.
No, that was in the public meetings that we had. It came out during that time.
The special tax is a function of the CSD and will be levied on the territory in the CSD. And the notices said that it would include every property owner in the CSD. And so, yes. The CSD has an obligation to put together the parcel listing that meets the criteria of the dump card and file it with both Los Angeles and San Bernardino County tax collectors.
Will they be able to, LA County be able to use our San Bernardino
County dump? For the dump
card, yes. That's okay.
And that was cleared and reviewed and discussed with the county during the whole staff analysis process. And so long as they are participants and residents of the CSD, they will allow that. They have the dump card with their identification on it.
So what do you need to do?
I guess the question would be, once it's placed on the tax roll, does the CSD or the general manager come together and make dump carts, or does the county give those dump carts from Los Angeles? Because San Bernardino County has already received their dump carts as of, I think, the last month. So will the LA County residents be provided a dump cart by San Bernardino County?
You have a dump card for 1718 that identifies San Bernardino County?
Yes. We received them in the mail last month.
Well, you're going to need to, since you're going to be putting on the tax roll for next year, that for LA County, you're going to need to develop ones or request to however many parcels are in Los Angeles County that they be added to that.
Okay.
Because they are paying for that service.
Mm-hmm. So that would mean contact the county and make sure that they generate 100 plus however many parcels are over there.
You need, well, it's only for developed parcels.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make sure, well, the CSD is going to need to put together the contractual relationship, because the county does not provide dump cards for Hellendale. Hellendale has their own.
Mm-hmm.
They are simply billed by the county for everyone who uses the dump card that they issue.
Did they negotiate it that way, Hellendale, or did they decide?
The county said they would no, since it was not their program, they were not going to issue those cards.
Okay.
And that's what the discussion was in implementing this. And saying to the as part of this process that you need to put that in place, because you will receive revenue, but you will be charged for whatever people use that for, so that it's not free money.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes.
Motion to be.
I don't think there's a.
You have your comments in the microphone.
I don't think there's a motion here.
Is there some action we need to take at this time, or does this discussion?
You need to, okay.
Beyond what we just, beyond the franchise agreement and the last motion.
You need to direct someone to start the process with the County Solid Waste Management Division. My suggestion is, and I hate to be the one saying this, you need an ad hoc committee to go down to Solid Waste Management and find out what your responsibilities are in order to implement the program. Yeah. Because you have a very short window, or that tax will lapse, and it's a bigger question if it lapses.
And the window meaning before August 10th?
Yes.
Okay.
So the contract and the background information has been provided. FEMA Pinyon Hills and Hellendale CSD have an existing contract with the county that you can use as templates. So, but you need to review those, and maybe you want to get copies of those and then move forward. But you do not have a big window.
Is this something that Steve can help us with?
Yes, I could certainly help you with. I think with Hallandale, if I recall, they adopt a resolution. Yeah, and so that's what would need to happen here. By August, it has to get to the county by August 10th. And
so you need your mid-July.
But we need to get there's an exhibit that goes with it showing the properties that are being assessed, and we would need to get that information. Oh, yeah, okay.
We have GIS data that will show you.
We will provide you with the parcel mapping and the parcel listing and other information so that you can help develop that. But as you said, you need to get the background information to put it on your next agenda, like mid-July, to adopt the resolution and the continuing special tax and direct that it be placed on the tax roll. So you need to place it on the tax roll and then finalize all of that. Yes.
Yeah, so I concur with Kathy's recommendation as to the formation of an ad hoc committee, and I should probably, it sounds like there needs to be, that committee needs to meet with county staff on that, not Rigney's, the special districts department, but solid waste department, and I probably recommend that I be at that meeting as well so that we can get all the materials necessary to put that resolution and backup material together to bring back to the board.
So I want to make a comment to the board members. The reason that I have not, well, first of all the ad hoc committees that have been created so far, everybody's already been volunteering for them, so there hasn't been, you know, a vacant spot needed yet, but I am out of the country July 15th through August 5th, and that was scheduled before this election even happened, and I'm out of town a couple of days this week. I'm not on a family trip right now because of this meeting, but that's my hesitancy, so I'm listening really hard to win the dates and such, because I want to make sure that, so Natalie, I feel like you should very much be involved in this, and I would like to volunteer to do that with you, but I don't know if I would then be handicapping you because of my being gone. So I just wanted to let all of you know that it's not in my nature to not be volunteering for committees, but
that's what I'm, so.
Natalie, I feel like you should be involved in this. You have been the one doing all the research and such, and
so what do you think?
I don't mind going if someone's